The law affected men very directly because it said that this activity was illegal. For lesbians, the situation was somewhat different. There were attempts in the early 1920s to make lesbianism and relationships between women illegal. But Parliament decided that by making it illegal, the possibility would be advertised to women who might then decide it was something that they wanted to try out. So they decided against criminalising it. But nevertheless, lesbianism did sometimes appear in the courts and so in the press, and especially rather indirectly. So sometimes it arose and became visible through divorce cases. But most famously, it came with the banning of certain books. So there was a book by Rose Alatini called Despised and Rejected, which was banned in 1918 under the Defence of the Realm Act because it dealt with homosexuals, lesbians and pacifism. And then much more famously, there was the case of Radcliffe Hall, who wrote The Well of Loneliness about lesbian love. And this was published in 1928 and swiftly banned. And it created a huge fuss and a huge trial, which in the same way as Oscar Wilde in the late 19th century made lesbianism visible and a particular stereotype visible. So whilst in the early 1920s, women, the general fashion was for short hair and quite closely tailored suits for women generally, or and a kind of androgynous look, the trial of Radcliffe Hall and the stereotypes that emerged through that trial made that kind of fashion, identified it very closely with lesbianism, and fashion very quickly shifted. And so there was one woman that was interviewed who said, well, before 1928, I could walk around in a suit and with a stick and with my hat on, and everybody think I was just fashionable. Whereas after 28, after the trial, people would call out to her, oh, are you a Radcliffe Hall? So it's quite interesting, the kind of contradictory effects of some of these trials and cases and so on. So what this woman was saying in her interview was that it was really in the late 20s and the 30s that lesbianism started to get the kind of visibility that homosexuality had through Oscar Wilde in the late 19th century.